Welcome to the next episode of season 4 of the Nexus podcast. So we're back with more interesting talks on fresh media. So let's get started, Umar.
Thank you, Diana. Thank you, Ben, for joining us today. Well, the topic for today is that Nexum for solar companies. I just need to ask you, the first question would be is, what challenges do we continue to hear from solar companies we work with?
Well, Omar, thank you so much for hosting the podcast today. It's a total treat to get to serve with you as we serve our clients. And Diana, I always love our collaboration here at Nex. You know, solar's been a really interesting space this last year with interest rates changing. A lot of the incentive programs are becoming more critical than ever for the salespeople that are out there in the space. And we're seeing unique referral marketing approaches come out that are separate from the whole door-to-door gig. Now, Nexum's had some history working with energy companies where in the past we've done a number of residential electricity companies and commercial electricity companies in the space. We ran the platforms for Beyond Power when they grew real fast and sold to SPG. We ran Volunteer Energy's programs through Velocity. And so we're familiar with the energy space, but solar itself has changed quite a bit over the last few years. You know, as of this filming, interest rates in America have gone up significantly. And so in the past, where someone could just, you know, throw solar panels on the roof and finance them, and the income from the panels would cover the debt and be profits, kind of a no-brainer. Anybody can go door to door.
Yeah.
Mrs. Johnson and say, hey, you want solar panels on your roof today? It's a much more complex sale. There's all sorts of incentive programs that you have to take people through in order for it to even make sense cash flow wise. And the people who are buying solar from you truly have to be people who are passionate about what it's doing for the environment and not just a cost savings approach because of how interest rates, once again, in residential solar has changed just in the last year. With that in mind, a lot of the challenges we find are the attrition in the salespeople, then being able to stick in long enough to build the business properly. And so there's a need to model proper behavior and model, hey, these are the best practices for how to win and to move past just door knocking and to create more avenues for people to build a business in solar today. That would be
Wonderful.
The thoughts, Omar.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you, Ben. Those are great thoughts. Also, keeping in mind, you know, all of these insurance companies and, you know, the solar companies, we have opened new verticals. How have we seen the predictive mobile apps create wins for our clients?
Really great point. For those of you that aren't familiar with Nexum, we've been serving referral marketing businesses for the last 23 years in the space. And so traditionally, everything from affiliate marketing companies to influencers, party plan, MLM, you know, influencers of today was MLM 50 years ago. And so there's a whole spectrum, network marketing and direct sales and referral marketing businesses in the space. And, you know, today, not only are we serving many of the traditional education companies or our nutritional products companies or home care, beauty companies, cookware companies, we're also serving many insurance and solar businesses as well. And so especially in solar, we're seeing the predictive mobile app be this avenue for people to create sales that's not door knocking. Right at the end of the day, door knocking has been the traditional method of operations of, hey, let's just go knock doors and tell people, hey, do you want to save money on your electric bill? To where today we see tools like our replicated webinar platform, our live streaming platform here at Nexum, to where companies are doing these presentations that are tracked and coded, where they just get their agents to get people to these webinars. And then the presenters can close on behalf of the referral agent on the webinar, presenting and walking someone through the programs and what's needed to do solar today. And so we're giving agents confidence because the predictive engine actually feels like a top leader sitting next to the newest person on the team suggesting what to do next. And so because it feels that way, they know what to do. And there's a whole game we've created around daily habits that's making a remarkable difference. You know, people commit to winning a day, they commit to how many people they're going to reach out to, how many they're going to follow with, how many minutes they're going to spend growing their mind, how many times they're going to share on social media. And we reward people for winning the day. And so there's this community of competition, of fun, healthy competition of people doing the things that matter to share their solar opportunity with others all around the world. And that's what's been so fun here inside of the system. It's cool to see what's possible. You know, the data you get from these systems, Omar, allows our clients to make just better decisions. You know, at the end of the day, they're not just looking at the end result of, you know, transactions and sales and enrollments. And they can see the entire pipeline of exactly who's going to webinars, who's checking it out, who's applying, what text messages are going out, what posts in social media are getting people to leave social media and come to a webinar. And it's that extra information that's letting our clients make better decisions than their peers. It's awesome.
Man.
Thank you so much for having me on the podcast today. It was awesome to take a few minutes and just share what we're doing with solar in the space.
Thank you. The pleasure is mine, Ben. Always. Thank you. Thank you, Diana. People, if you'd like to subscribe, feel free to go to our Spotify or YouTube, whatever you feel like, wherever you like to hear these podcasts. Also, and if you'd like to join our newsletter, go to nexum.com for our tour of a third generation platform. Go to www.nexumtour.com. Thank you for being here today, and you both have a lovely day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
If you're looking for more information about NAXIM itself, go to www.naxim.com. Or if you want to view our most recent studies, go to www.naximtour.com and take a look there.